Let's sing that. It's not a guitar song, but it's still good anyway. Maybe it is. I could make it one, but I don't want to ruin it, so. Number 69 in our white book. Hallelujah. Thank God. I said it wasn't a guitar song. It's evidently not an early morning song either. But we're going to work at it. Okay, verse 3. I'd sing the characters he bears and all the forms of love he wears. God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, your matchless worth. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, you're so glorious, so precious, so wonderful. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that you'll give us a sight of your majesty and fill us with awe as we enter into your presence. Lord, you told us that we are to live by the fear of God, that holiness is perfected as we walk in the fear of God. And Lord, we pray that although you're our dearest friend, our wonderful, precious Savior, we pray that you'll give us that sense that we serve a holy God, a God to be reverenced, honored, bowed before. God is in his holy temple, that all earth keeps silence before him. Don't let us be so quick to speak, Lord, but rather quick to listen and to bow, to humble ourselves. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we love you today. Such an honor to be invited to be come into your presence. Such a joy to know that the Holy Spirit is at work in my life, perfecting that which concerns me. We pray your that cloud of your presence will settle upon the camp today. And let everyone on these grounds meet Jesus today in some way. Receive his precious working in their lives. We pray that your work will go forward in every one. Lord, you know where we are and where you want to bring us to. And we're believing you to accomplish that through your word and by the power of your Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that your protection will be over the camp. We pray that you'll give us a good day today. And Lord, again, be merciful to us with regard to the weather. And Lord, give us some sunshine so that we can enjoy our time to its fullest. Bless those that will be going home today, Lord. We pray you'll cover them with your precious blood. And Lord, again, we ask that you will. This morning, just put some seal, or some capstone, a blessing upon their lives. And we pray that you will go before them and enable them to see the hand of God at work back home. And whatever they give themselves to, Lord, we pray that there'll be a new attitude of faith. There'll be a new touch of God upon everything they do. And they pray that they'll find it easier to be kept in the presence of God because you have strengthened your work in our hearts in these days. And we give you all the praise and glory for it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're singing about vying with Gabriel while he sings those divine, almost divine notes there in heaven, worshiping the Lord. You know, when Brother Gary's father passed away, we had prayed for his healing, of course. That's just natural. We want people healed. We love them. We want them around a long time. Especially if they're younger, we can think of all the reasons why they should still be here. Right, Gary? And sometimes it's a little easier to let go of them when they're older, lived a good full life, but that's not easy either. But I remember thinking, we were disappointed that the Lord didn't heal Brother Gary. But Brother Gary was not disappointed. He was in heaven. Do you think that he was saying, Jesus, why didn't you heal me? That's unthinkable. He was saying, hallelujah. I could hear him. Praise God. What took me so long to get here? Well, there are things on earth, of course, that tie us here. Our love for family and so on. God has ordained it that way. But, you know, we always have to remember, when God takes someone home, we may look at it as a defeat down here, but they have a totally different perspective about it all in heaven. And that's why at funerals I often call it our attention to the verse, weep with those that weep. That's us down here. Rejoice with those that rejoice. That's our loved one in heaven. While we're weeping, they're rejoicing. And that helps. It's like when you leave your kid at camp. If you know they're happy, you feel better when you go home. But if you leave them crying, that's tough. And so if I know that my mother and my father and Brother Gary and Brother Eddie are rejoicing in heaven, well, okay, then we can handle it down here by God's grace until we see them again. And we will. That's the wonderful part of this salvation. It's not just about this life. This is where it begins, but God unfolds what he has provided for us. It'll take eternity to experience all that Jesus purchased for us. And so he said, where I am, there you may be also, to behold my glory. Hallelujah. What a day that'll be. When we're all together in the presence of God forever, forever. No more pain, no sorrow, no suffering. No, that's not an excuse not to pray through people's healing. We don't want to be so quick to let them go if God wants them here. And we need to be led by the Holy Spirit, and we need to take our stand on the Word of God and allow God to give us faith for what He wants to do. And I think it's always right to approach someone that's sick, to approach that with, Lord, unless you show me otherwise, I'm going to believe for your healing. Because I see it in the Word of God. Everywhere Jesus went, He healed those that were sick. There's so much of that in the Bible, in the Gospels. And I think the Lord wants us to approach Him that way. Lord, we're going to believe you for healing. And then, Lord, you lead us as we pray and guide us that we might pray according to your will. And then when you show us your will, then help us to accept your will. Hallelujah. And to know that you do all things well. Praise God. Amen. Let's sing another song in our white book. And that's My Tongue Will Praise Jehovah. That's number 85. Number 85 in the white book. My sister suggested that we pray for my sister-in-law. We did that the other morning, Wednesday morning. A handful of us were gathered after meeting. Donna's been diagnosed with cancer. This is my brother's wife. And when my mother, around the time of my mother's passing, Donna wasn't feeling well and got checked out and found out she had cancer, quite widespread. And she's been getting some chemotherapy treatments. And now today she's getting a PET scan to see if there's been any improvement. I know there are some tumors they're trying to shrink so they can operate on. And she realizes that she really needs a miracle. And then we know where to go to get that. But today is a difficult day for her because she's a little apprehensive, understandably, as to what the report's going to be. And I've been praying, Lord, spare her all these torturous treatments. Just have mercy on her, Lord. And that's what healing is. It's an expression of His mercy. I could tell the Lord how good Donna is and what a good Christian she's been, but that doesn't have any bearing on healing. Healing is the mercy of God. And so anybody can go to the Lord for healing. And of course, if God shows us things in our life that hinder the flow of his resurrection life, we certainly want to deal with those things. But it's all his mercy. And so please join with me this morning as we pray that God will touch her today. She's looking to him, and by God's grace, she's doing her best to keep her eyes on him. And of course, that affects the whole family too. My brother, a concern when your wife is ill, her son, John. It's his mother. He wants her well. Lord, you said it's a work of faith that works by love. And you know we love Donna. And we thank you, Lord, for your great mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you did everything necessary to bring healing to her body. Her body is your temple. She's given herself to you, Lord, and you've received her. And Lord, with God nothing shall be impossible. With man these things may be impossible, but you said with God nothing shall be impossible. We thank you for the power in your precious blood. Oh, that life that's in that blood. We claim that for her today. We pray, Lord, that you'll cover her. We pray that you will minister to her powerfully by the power of your Holy Spirit. That Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, we pray that it shall bring life to her body. Lord, you can reverse this process. You can curse this disease, Lord. However you need to deal with it, Jesus, we just pray that you will stretch out your hand today and minister great help. We pray, Lord, that you'll encourage her in her spirit, that you'll give her peace, and that you'll fill her with your grace, enable her to just commit herself to you, Lord, and do it for the family as well. Lord, show us your glory. Lord, we know when we pray that, oh, that opens the way for you to do so much for us beyond that which we could ask, beyond that which we could think of. Lord, we just pray, show us your glory. You said if we would believe, we would see the glory of God. And so we're believing you today to come and minister to Donna and her family. And Lord, we pray that you will bring her through and let this redound to thy glory for everyone concerned in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah.